Hi, welcome to the Love and Serve podcast. I'm your host, Christy, and I am super excited to share with you. This podcast is all about loving where you've come from, loving where you are, and loving where you are going. I am honored to be on the journey of self-love with you together. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Love and Serve podcast. Oh my goodness, what an incredible week. I was in Austin for a couple of days. My partner and I actually went out there for a wedding, celebrating two beautiful brides that we love so very much. And it was just really cool. They chose to have their flower boys and girls walk down the aisle with sage, which was just so freaking divinely epic. So I really love that. Of course, I also love that there was really nobody drinking at the wedding. And you know, I totally respect the reason why they chose to do that, because a lot of times alcohol might give us this release, like we feel less stressed. You know, we are able to maybe become someone we're not normally. We let loose a little bit more. And I've always had this two, you know, glass limit myself, because anything really beyond that is never been really fun for me. But it has been proven also spiritually and scientifically, as we know, that alcohol really does not do much good for us. And so I really want to just celebrate, you know, my friend's decision to not have alcohol there. They wanted to keep the vibration high and keep the love high. And it was just perfect. You know, we danced so much, had the best time. And so anyway, that was a couple of days for us in Austin. Austin's just an amazing town anyway. So much beautiful energy. The city is just dynamic. It's just so clean. I also loved that there's a mixture of like hills and lots of trees, and yeah, it was a really nice place to visit. And so for those of you that are big Austin fans, I'm right there with you. I just love that. Love that city. So this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit more about reactivity and choosing to be more reflective instead of reactive. I mean, how many times have we all been put into a situation where we reacted to somebody rather than responding in a positive way? And usually reactivity, just so you know, is a lot of times it's something that we do instantly, impulsively, and a lot of times we regret after the fact that we reacted rather than responding. That's why I love the tool that I've learned in my Kabbalah. The Kabbalah wisdom is to pause and say, "What a pleasure." A dear friend of mine the other day did share with me that something that she says, which I just find it just even more delicious, but she says, "Pause, what an opportunity." I like pause and what an opportunity, because when we get that moment where we're triggered by something, and it could be our children, our partner, a colleague, a family member, it could be a stranger, it can be anything, right? When we say pause, what an opportunity, we're recognizing that this is a chance for us to elevate, to grow. And so it's such a practice where you have to be so mindful in your day-to-day that you're just aware of how you're being. And if more of us were just more present, we would have less reactivity and more conscious behaviors. But it's easier said than done. And we all can relate. And there may have been something that happened to you today or this past week, and you're still stewing on it. You're still bothered by it. You're replaying it, something that you did or something that somebody else did over in your head over and over and over again. And what I know is that we are all on this spiritual quest learning. So if you're one of those souls out there that likes to beat yourself up and shame yourself or beat other people up for not literally, if you're doing it literally, that's obviously not healthy and good. And I'm assuming you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast because most of the people listening to this podcast are in a growth mindset and are focused on bettering their lives and the lives of others. So side note there, but we'll, talking about the reactivity when we're, you know, we're reactive in our day to day or when we witness somebody else being reactive, it can be really challenging not to take that personal, right? And it almost feels like an attack when somebody is reactive with us. And I just have to remind myself, a continual reminder, that I have absolutely no idea what's going on in this soul's world. And I have a choice. And if I choose to be reactive back to that person, then I'm actually not passing the test. And unfortunately, the test is going to come again and again and again until I pass it. I can't stand taking tests, to be honest with you. I mean, how many of us like test taking? Spiritual test taking is no different. You know, it is life school. We're all in this earth school and we do need to take the test because that's how we're evolving here and that's how we're elevating. And my goal as your spiritual spotter is to really help you to understand that there are ways to see your life differently, as well as make choices that are better for you that will lead you down a better path to a higher version of yourself. And I can only be your spotter right now because I have failed miserably in many different departments, and I've succeeded successfully in many different departments. And so what I teach you is what I've learned, or I'm learning. For the last 20 years, I've been obsessed with growth. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not working on myself. There hasn't been a day. I probably spend 3 to 5 plus hours a day in personal growth and development. And then anything beyond that, I'm in service to the world. And so, as we all know, the more that we practice, the better we get. And we're going to fall off the horse, guys. Like, you're going to fall off the horse. The key is to get back up, get back on. And it's really important. I know I mentioned this last episode. It's really important to have some type of mentor or coach that can help you. For most of my life, I didn't take that part of my growth journey as serious. So I would buy tons of books. When we sold our place in Oregon and when we moved here to Florida, I had over 1,500 books that I was unloading because we were selling everything and just taking our camper van that we built out across the country, and we were going to land wherever we were going to land, but I couldn't take my 1,500 books with me, which I've had this like, you know, major obsession with books because, listen, I have always believed it's a great way to get into the mind and the heart of people who know more than me possibly and who have great ideas to share that I may or may not want to adapt or, you know, utilize in my own life. And so one thing I failed to do oftentimes was to actually align myself with some type of spiritual coach. because I was, you know, I might have business coaches here or there. Very rarely, though, I really just learn from hard knocks. But I would absolutely seek out people that were where I wanted to be, and I would really take in their wisdom. And I just truly believe that if you don't have a strong spiritual foundation, and when I talk about spirituality, I'm talking about just a strong moral, I guess, a strong moral compass to guide us every day, and to have someone that you can bounce things off of to help you handle your own stuff and the stuff outside of you as well. And I believe the greatest teachers are not the ones that have been perfect, because there's no such thing, by the way. It's the ones that have been able to fall really hard and make some mistakes, but then, you know, not make them again, obviously, and learn from their mistakes, but be able to help others to rise out of the depths of their, you know, maybe their lack of moral judgments, right? And I also think that having a great spiritual mentor is someone that's not going to judge you for your stuff. And that's powerful, because I'm telling you, I came from the Midwest where there was a lot of judgment. No offense to anybody that lives in the Midwest, but you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't act like everybody else or do the same kind of thing or go to the certain types of places of worship, well, you know, people might talk about you. They might talk about you a lot. And I know that's no different than any other place in the world, but it does seem to be way heavier in certain demographics of our societies. But I, you know, I judged too. I was a bit of a judger myself. I judged the judgers. I was like so anti, you know, trying to be like everybody else that, you know, I would judge those who were judging everybody else, which was not right either. And so I'm here to tell you, you know, as your spiritual spotter, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've got it all figured out or that I've, you know, not made mistakes, because I've made plenty of mistakes in my past. But what I do know is that I've done a lot more really good things in the world, and continue to make that my number one goal and focus, is to use my spiritual foundation as my catalyst for all the other areas of growth that I am so passionate about. And when we have that stabilized, then we're actually in alignment with the Creator, and we're working with the Creator hand in hand to then create what we're made to create and manifest. And we often get so confused because, you know, we look through these rectangular phones and we're seeing the world so skewed. And really what's being shown to us is the eye of the observer. If you've ever noticed that sometimes when you get on there, the algorithm and the AI is so smart, and it's captured your eye movements, your facial expressions, what you're drawn to, what you're not drawn to, and it actually will align everything for you to see in your feed to match that which you desire. Where that's brilliant, it also can be quite disturbing as well, right? Because, well, there's no privacy in that. We're not alone. And yet we can use that in a very conscious way to really make sure that we're minding our mind in a way that attracts more things that are good to our life. Because if you're constantly in this wheelhouse of watching things that are dramatic or negative or fearful or violent, well, you're going to be constantly shown those things through that social media that you're addicted to or obsessed with, or the television that you're watching. And when we get onto that cycle, it's a never-ending cycle, because we're now starting to really subconsciously program ourselves, and we're allowing these outside influences to program us. And this is, guys, you know, I really want to stress the importance of this. And this is an act of self-love, because when you truly, truly do love yourself, you're going to be really careful as to what you're putting into your mouth, what you're allowing to come out of your mouth and into the minds and the ears and the hearts of other people, as well as what's coming in through these forms of entertainment that we all are exposed to nonstop, truly. And so if we don't take the time to really sit down and decide what it is we're going to allow, then it's literally going to control us. And this is just a part of the matrix that we've all signed up for. But thankfully, we do have some say, and we have a lot of say. But it's going, like I've mentioned, it's going to require you to have the desire to want to change things, guys. Because this isn't Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and Ed McMahon's not knocking on our door to give us $1 million. Like, if we want to create a better life, it has to start at our foundation of how we're being in the world. And so that's why I chose to shift my coaching to a spiritual platform. It doesn't matter what religion you are to me at all. Actually, I love learning from everyone of different faiths and backgrounds. It's a unified ecosystem that I'm creating here, where you can come to this playground and play with other boys and girls who likely have different opinions and beliefs than you. But the one thing that we all have in common is that we do love and respect you for you. And we're not interested in changing you to be like us. Now, if that resonates with you, then this community is likely a very good one for you and a safe one for you. So many people don't feel safe in their spiritual journey because when they speak what they believe, oftentimes a lot of people will shun them or shame them for being different than their own beliefs. This happens within our own families and our communities. So what do people do? Well, they just stop talking. They stop sharing. They hide. But then the moment that you find a community that is like you, who loves you for you, it's almost like a euphoric experience because you've been alone for so long, right? And so I just want to invite you to open up your heart and mind to knowing that there are souls out there who are like you, myself included. And I'm really grateful that you've chosen to share this podcast with yourself and hopefully others that you believe, are also like you. So we can help unite all the light workers together and be, you know, these beautiful, you know, light workers that are here to just spread more love. So we hear a lot of times about the law of affinity, and the law of affinity states that like attracts like. And so if you are carrying with you lack, guilt, or fear, or insecurity, or anxiety, or nervousness, or need for approval, or need to be loved, or need for acknowledgement, then you are definitely going to attract that which you don't want and that which you do want. And for those of you that have seen The Secret, you're quite aware that, you know, thankfully it doesn't happen so fast where we don't have time to self-correct. But we do get tested and we do get triggered, and it's okay. It's okay. That's the key in today's message, is just recognizing that it's okay. that you're not doing anything wrong, that you're here to be a good student. And so when you do have these moments, which you will, just taking that minute to pause, take a breath, and say, what an opportunity. This is an opportunity for me to choose differently than I did last time. This is an opportunity to connect with my higher self and know that nothing outside of me is going to have control over me. I love the book Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And such a powerful book about, I think he was a psychiatrist. Anyway, he was put into a Nazi concentration camp. And the way that he chose to see what was happening to him by really managing his mind, which created a very healthy environment internally, which caused him to surrender and to spread kindness when some of the worst conditions were happening. But wow, what a book. Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. And none of us, thankfully, have had to deal with that kind of suffering. And hopefully we never do. But we are in this place in our lives to where we are being challenged greatly to make sure that we make better choices and not live so unconsciously, not live at a state where we're just surviving instead of thriving. We've been conditioned to believe in the superficial. We've all drank the Kool-Aid and we still do drink the Kool-Aid, I myself included. I've noticed I'm there at times, and then other times I'm completely detached from the matrix and I'm like, wow, this is heaven on earth. But the reality is that I have to play the game, as we all do, but I get to choose how I play it, and I want to play it responsibly. So I'm asking you to just think about how you're showing up today and this week. And when you do get these moments that will appear, just take that moment to breathe again and say, pause, what an opportunity for my growth and my transformation. And take about 3 days. You know, don't go into battle right away. If someone's trying to battle you, don't. There's nothing good that comes when you are in battle with someone in the heat of the moment when both people are on fire. It's just not a good idea. It's not, especially if you're triggered. Now, if you're not triggered, you can definitely have some healthy conversation, and it can be quite productive and a great learning lesson. But if you're triggered and you're feeling on fire and they're on fire, the Kabbalists say take 3 days to just sit with it before you have a conversation about it. And again, those, you know, in another episode, we could talk about how to have proactive conversations and crucial conversations with people that we need to have and how to do it in a healthy way. So stay tuned, you know, listen to these podcasts. I don't know when that episode will come out, but it is definitely a future episode in the making. So hopefully that helps you guys to really just take this week on with a little bit of a nice challenge for yourself, a spiritual challenge to pause, and what an opportunity for this to be happening for me. Not to me. This is happening for me, not to me. And once we really begin to accept those challenges and we pass the test, the test stops coming in that department. It just goes away because you don't have a lesson there, so it goes away. So I want to hear from you all. You know, message me. Let me know what triggers that came and how you dealt with it. don't hesitate to reach out and ask questions about something that you might be struggling with and you don't know how to pass through it. And I also, you know, encourage you to, again, get that spiritual spotter in your life and, you know, check in with me if you want to see a little, learn a little bit more about my coaching. And I take very few people. I just have so many different businesses right now that I'm working on, and Cosmic Love. I'm so excited that's taking off. And I just want to shout out to my son, Dylan, and his wife, Sammy. They've created this epic, epic, epic product. I'm not even kidding you guys. I'm not just saying it because they're my kids, but the name of the company is called Ananda. That's Ananda. Yeah, D-A, Ananda. And they have formulated this incredible like tincture that is super shrooms. So it's like lion's mane, reishi, turkey tail, all these insane, awesome mushrooms. And it's, of course, made organically, and they have different flavors like cream soda and root beer and lemon lime. And I'm telling you guys, they have nailed it. It is incredible. I love it to put it in my water. It's such a healthy alternative to pops or soda. Of course, I haven't drank pops or soda, but I love the taste of root beer, for Pete's sake. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I have a healthy alternative now. And I just keep it in my purse and I carry it to restaurants. It's just so delicious. So I really want to shout out to them, guys. Congrats to them for being these amazing entrepreneurs, creating products that are, you know, making our world a better place and helping people to live healthier and happier lives. And that's really such a beautiful, conscious, mindful way to create a product or service, right? It's not about us. It's about creating something valuable for those in our marketplaces. So anyway, much love to all of you. You can check us out on Spotify and Apple iTunes, as well as you can visit ChristyDreiling.com and see about all the other products and services that we offer. And yeah, guys, love having you here, and can't wait to see you on the next Love and Serve podcast. All right, my friends, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Serve podcast. It is my sincere hope that the rest of your day is filled with abundance, love, and light. Know that I believe in you, and when you shine your light, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as stated by Marianne Williamson. You are making an impact. I can't wait to see you on the next episode of Love and Serve. For more information, you can visit us at ChristyDreiling.com and follow us at ChristyDreiling Beauty.